WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. Community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
WRCT, Insane from Way Out.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. Joining me tonight is my special guest, Emily.
Hi.
For our holiday Christmas spectacular bonanza extravaganza. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be playing some holiday music here tonight, but we'll be trying to do a little bit more of the alternatives, if you will, a little more of the B-sides to Christmas. So where are we going to be starting off tonight?
So our first song tonight is a personal favorite of mine. It's called Christmas Wrapping, and it's by The Waitresses. And then we're going to hear a song by Band-Aid called Do They Know It's Christmas? And boy, did I not know they were telling you to feed the world in that song.
Feed the world. Yes.
Feed the world.
Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage Radio Holiday Special.
Flashback. as magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
Welcome back, Joe's Garage. We just heard Band-Aid there with Do They Know It's Christmas? And did Bob Dylan know he was on that album? He didn't seem... to be quite lucid during the recording sessions there. It was that album back in the 80s where they got all the celebrities together.
They tried to redo that a couple years ago.
I don't think that was
it. It wasn't as successful. Yes, no.
All right, getting back into the holiday tunes. Well, I've got some Adam Sandler on the way for his best-known song, the Hanukkah song. And we got some Nat King Cole also with the Christmas song to come. But up next, how about some Bad Religion with their cover of White Christmas? Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebony's
Ebenezer Scrooge is? Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back. You just heard the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, and right before that, you would have heard Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. And we're wishing everyone a very happy holiday season here at Joe's Garage Holiday Extravaganza Spectacular
Bonanza
Fanta. Yeah, okay, so in a little bit, we're going to be hearing a song by Donny Hathaway and a Kinks classic. But first, we're going to listen to Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Santa played Father Christmas. I stood outside the department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. Shake a hand now.
wonder how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Welcome back to Joe's Garage Radio Christmas Spectacular Bonanza Extravaganza Holiday Special. We just heard Donnie Holloway there with his song This Christmas, which he was in the Strokes, isn't it?
Nope. That's Christmas Tree. That's that one.
Oh. Who's Donnie Holloway then?
Donnie Hathaway.
Who's Donnie Hathaway?
I don't know who either of these
Donnie Iris.
Pittsburgh icon.
Well, whoever that was,
drinking
we just
that eggnog
listened.
In Joe's Garage.
Got the door closed and the fumes are starting to build up. Mm. Whoever that was we just listened to, it was a great song. Getting back into the music, we have some Jeff Goldblum, a Pittsburgh local hero.
Just like Donnie Iris.
Just like Donnie Iris, coming up. Jeff Goldblum and the, what's his orchestra?
The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
Which I believe was named after a sweet little old lady down his street.
Yes, he did say that at his concert. Yes, yeah. He did.
So we listened to his song, The Christmas Waltz. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Look, I absolutely adore you. Attaboy, Clarence. And
Julie Stein. Thank you, fellas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that was the guy from The Strokes, right?
Correct. That was Julian Casablancas of The Strokes singing Christmas Treat, which was actually a song on SNL that, like, Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sanz, Chris Kattan and Tracy, I always want to say Jordan, but it's Morgan, on the opening of, yeah, so.
Oh, that's fun there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Joe's Garage. Christmas special.
Extravaganza.
Bonanza. You're all having a wonderful, you know, holiday season here. Which, well, we had a special song we wanted to play.
Yes.
Dedication to, you know, our dear close family and friends, Annie and Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we hope to see you soon. Hope you're all doing well.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, Annie and Marshall.
So here's Frank Sinatra with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Tender and mild.
So, did I earn my supper?
You earned more than your supper. And in fact, I was so entranced, I forgot to slice the ham. I forgot to serve the potatoes. But I did make you some gifts. Some wonderful figs.
Thank you.
And some spiced plums. And some apple chutney with cranberries. And I hope you like seckle pears, those little pears that always
grow
in the backyard.
Yes.
Well, I want you to taste this. Okay. And I'm going to taste the potatoes, see how just luscious they are.
Okay.
I can't thank you enough for coming by and good.
Those are wonderful.
And teaching us your favorite holiday recipe.
Okay.
And I hope you come back and back and back. And next time you don't have to sing.
Okay.
Thank you, Aretha.
Everything's on the house next time. Remember, I'm going to hold her to that.
We light up the sky when we come back.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew. Easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew. Played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should. Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, picked out a stupid name. Had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got fashion suits and beagle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four. That's me, it, you, that's the horn.
People seem to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
yeah.
Kozlowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You on the radio with WRCT Pittsburgh.
Down. decorations, Halloween. But let's take off our masks this time and show ourselves true.
Few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norworth, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT, Insane, from Way Out.
Kenny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah.